Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris Lee from VandySports.com. He joins us now. Chris, how are you?
Excellent. You guys?
Good. How long had kind of the process been going on for David to step away from this job?
Oh, man. I think that I had a pretty good idea this was coming back in the spring. I just didn't know when. The timing seemed like it was going to be in the summer, and then that came and went, and sort of got explained yesterday by David saying that he was planning to step down, I think, on June the 30th, and then Nick talked him out of it for reasons I don't really understand, and nobody really understands. But, you know, we heard that this might be coming early fall. I thought that it might be in a conjunction with some facilities announcements, because I'd heard all along that that's kind of what he wanted to do, was go out with the bang. Instead, he went out at kind of an odd time, and there was no announcement. So there's parts of it that still don't make sense to me, or other people, too, for that matter. But at the same time, this wasn't entirely a surprise.
Do you think some of the scrutiny about facilities was a factor?
I think it has to be. I mean, we all get stressed in life, and I just think that that's a stress that David doesn't need to carry around with him. I don't think he's really capable of solving the problem in a way that many others who could take this job and do it are. And, you know, I think that this has been coming to a head for a long time. It just finally made it into the paper, and I think that's obviously, I mean, I say obviously, who knows, but I would suspect that's got a lot to do with it, because there's been a lot of internal discord among donors and people at the school for a long time. That has just been such a sore spot with his lack of action and fundraising.
We can all speculate on what type of person needs to be in that athletics director's role. Which factor do you think is the most important, though, when you talk about facilities and fundraising and PR, you know, and academics and all those things that go into that job?
All of it that you just said.
Yeah.
I mean, I think fundraising is a big thing, but you just can't come in and be a jerk and run roughshod over people. And, you know, as much as James Franklin did for them, he showed in some ways the blueprint of exactly what you do, and in other ways the blueprint of exactly what you don't do. I don't think that James really respected people there. I think he wanted his own way. I don't think that he had much patience for playing the game. And for that part, I don't blame him, but I just think that he ran roughshod over people. I think that it got to be a ticking time bomb with some of the kids that he recruited that blew up on everybody. I think you've got to be respectful of Vanderbilt's needs, which is an entirely reasonable demand. I don't see a problem with asking kids, you know, an AD to make sure his coaches bring in kids who fit the Vanderbilt profile and aren't going to cause problems. But at the same time, you need somebody that will push. And part of that is creating a vision and getting campus buy-in and getting people excited and maybe showing people the benefit of athletics where they are ignorant of that. And I think that's something that somebody from the outside can do that David necessarily was not good at doing.
Well, with Chris Lee of VandySports.com, I guess, Chris, describe in your words David Williams' legacy there at Vanderbilt.
I think that's a tough question. I think that yesterday's press conference showed everything about him that people loved and everything about him that drove people crazy. On the good side, I thought that his speech was heartfelt and emotional. You could see him choked up at times. And then I think those of us in the room felt that there's part of you that, from a human being standpoint, you've got to appreciate anybody that cares about the kids the way that David did. And I don't care what criticism you have of David. That's not one. He did care deeply about his players. He wanted the best for them on the field and off the field. At the same time, there were just things that he said that I think people wanted to pull their hair out. He made a comment And it was probably with the greatest emphasis of any comment he made. He talked about how they had come out with a $16 million budget surplus. And I'm thinking, why in the world are you bragging about this based on everything that's come out in the paper, based on all the instances I know of coaches being nickel and dimed over four and five figure amounts to ridiculous degrees at time. And I'll spare you the stories. But that was one thing I couldn't believe. And then the make everybody play in our lane comment, I get what he was getting at. But as somebody on our board pointed out, does your lane include a stadium that's 40 years outdated? I just think there was a certain degree of tone deafness that at the same time made it very obvious why he's on his way out.
But on the other hand, Chris, and I stated a lot of what you said. David, definitely, Vanderbilt's marketing plan, goes back to like Mad Men. Too many empty seats at that stadium, the whole stadium issue. But the fact is that when David Williams presided over that athletic department, he changed the culture with key hires, starting with James Franklin. And I don't care what anybody says. I've been here a long time, and everybody thought that they had the answer for Vanderbilt's football woes, and Bobby Johnson did an excellent job. And but on the front end, and I'm sure you remember, nobody thought James Franklin was a great idea, especially Maryland people. And it turned out to be a brilliant hire, and really, in my opinion, a culture and perception changing hire while he was here. Yeah, James Franklin was a bull in a china shop, but that indoor facility doesn't get built without him here.
Oh, I totally agree. That's an excellent synopsis, and I'll go one step further. He kept Tim Corbin and fended off.
Exactly.
People think of LSU, but Auburn was the first one, Mark.
Yep.
They had just had their first decent season, and I remember being at a rivals conference when that was going on and talking to the Auburn people, and they just seemed to scoff at the notion that Vanderbilt could keep a coach.
And he was smart enough, Chris, to get, and I want you to talk about this too. He was smart enough to give Tim the autonomy to do what he needed to do to build an elite program, and look at it now.
And look, to go one step further, that was at a time where Auburn was a big boy in college baseball.
Yes.
They're making a bit of a comeback now, but yeah, he did all those things, and for all of David's faults, that's why I said, I think a few years ago, he would have served everybody well to step down, because people would have been talking about and remembering all those things, and all this stuff wouldn't have come up. And it's like, I think I've used this example before. I've heard the term the Steve Carlton path to retirement,
yeah,
which is that you pitch so long that people remember you for what you did at the end, and not for the Cy Young guy that you were. I don't know that David was ever a Cy Young level AD, so to speak, but he did a lot of great things that whatever criticism
hired Bryce
you have
Drew.
Of him, you can't deny. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
The other thing, Chris, that I want to throw in there, and that is, you're right. David at times can be a polarizing figure, and we went back and forth off mic about this. His frumpy appearance sometimes bothered people. But my whole thing was, David was comfortable in his own skin and kind of loved the fact that he had a seven-figure paycheck, which might have been one of the reasons why he stayed around for a long time. But I think a lot of people felt like sort of underestimated him. And for whatever reason, he was able to do what many other ADs failed to do before him and seemed to have a pretty good eye when it came to hiring coaches.
Yeah, I don't think I can say it any better than what you just said.
Chris Lee from VandySports.com. Thanks so much for the time and shedding a little light on this decision yesterday.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Keep up the good work, buddy.
All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks, guys.